This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Steve Allen, Jack Parr, and Conan O'Brien, and weirdos like you. Thank you.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Hi ho everyone, this is your host J.D. Hansel, and before I go into trivia time, I just wanted to let you know about a few things. First of all, I will be getting a new microphone, and that will help to increase the quality of the show. But what's going to decrease the quality of the show is this new appliance I got put in my mouth that makes it very hard for me to talk. So if you can pardon the way that I say certain things like thank you, then we ought to be alright. And now it's time for trivia time! Now, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with those great parodies that Sesame Street does, particularly their songs. Now, the song that you're hearing Beaker singing right now has actually been parodied on Sesame Street. Now, what was the name of the song parody? I'm not asking for the original song's name, but the parody's name, and I'm not going to give you any choices to choose from. You have to figure it out on your own. 10 seconds. Go!
Wine. One happy little feel wine. You can tell she's happy. Just look at that smile. Nice kitty. Teardrops falling through her whiskers. This kitty's sad and weeping. I think I may cry. Uh-oh. Feel lines. Oh, one of them is angry. Even if you're angry, girl, you wouldn't eat a mouse, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. Come on, girl, feel lines. Meow, 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 feel lines. Meow, 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 here, dear. Here's a mousy surprise. Feel lines. One happy little feel line. One angry little feel line. And one with the blues. Lines. It seems that I forgot one. Here's happy, sad, and angry. Oh yeah, now I know. I forgot surprise. Felines. One happy little feline. One angry little feline. And one with the blues. Felines. Now we're going to fade out.
Studies in Henson History! Okay, I've got a bunch of clips from The Tonight Show. I don't know why I felt like talking about The Tonight Show, but I did. Really, I don't want to talk much, but I want to let you hear a lot of the times when the Muppets have somehow interacted with the various hosts of The Tonight Show, which I mentioned earlier, and most of them are really just Jay Leno, and I don't know why that is, but why don't you just take a listen to a few of them?
Well, earlier today, CNN did a story about a Goldman Sachs executive allegedly belittling their clients and referring to them as Muppets, calling them Muppets. Can you imagine? They interviewed, here's the story. Take a look.
Over the last 12 months, I have seen 5 different managing directors refer to their own clients as Muppets. Our buddy Bob Lenzner actually worked at Goldman Sachs. Is that the way they talk about clients there?
If there really were 5 guys who referred to their clients as Muppets, they should be fired immediately.
Look, I don't want to take sides. Don't get ahead of me, please. Doesn't that guy kind of look like a Muppet? Can we take a look?
Welcome back. Great show tonight. Kermit the Frog will be out in just a second. Very funny comedian, Evan Davis, and the music of K.D. Lang. Now, my first guest has a new primetime television program, Muppets Tonight, premiering March 8th on another network. And just a second. And a new movie, Muppet Treasure Island, opening today. Please welcome Kermit the Frog.
Hello,
see you.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to see you, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Let me ask you about something. There are an awful lot of stars that have the singer. You got Madonna, you got Cher.
Yep.
I mean, what is your, people, it's Kermit. I mean, is there a full name?
Oh, sure. My actual name is Kermit the Frog. That's my official last name.
Oh, so the is your middle name?
Yes, and you know, I come from a neighborhood where the is a very common middle name.
Really?
You know,
I see.
There's Jimmy the Weasel and Sal the Snake, you know?
Oh, I see.
You should understand that being Italian, right?
Oh, thank you very much. Sure. Oh, man. Man, what am I doing? Green jokes now.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Beautiful chair.
Well, thank you very much. You like it?
It's big.
Sal the Weasel. Yes, it's a lovely chair. Actually, you have sat, well, not in that chair. It's a different chair. But you have sat in this chair. You guest hosted a number of years ago.
You know, that's true. It was way back in 1979.
Yeah.
I guest hosted Tonight Show back when Johnny was doing it.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about that, Jay. It's been a lot of years, and, you know, I've guest hosted Larry King Live. I've had a lot of experience. Now I kind of like to come back sometime.
Well, you keep doing all those Italian jokes. It probably won't happen again.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry about that. It was a Fuzzy Bear line.
Did you like hosting? Was it fun?
Oh, sure. It was great fun. In fact, I think I did a great job. I think your ratings skyrocketed. Well, we're not sure. Johnny's anyway.
That would have been Johnny. Sure. Actually, we have a clip from
1979. Really?
From 1979. Oh, wow. Take a look at this, folks.
Oh, good.
Here's Kermit hosting.
I get to see my
take a look at Ed. Where's Ed? Here he is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kermit the Frog!
First, I'd like to clear something up. I am not Johnny Carson. Okay? My name is Kermit the Frog, and it's really a great honor for me to be here on the Tonight Show as a guest host. You see, what happened, they ran out of humor. I mean, NBC has had a lot of dogs, but never a frog.
I mean, as I watch that video, I notice a visible difference with Ed. Ed looks a little older now.
That's true.
And yet, even seeing you in the box next to yourself, you look almost exactly the same. You don't seem to have aged.
You know, I'm getting on up there, Jay, but the fact is that frogs age at a different rate than people. I'm about 41, but that's in people years.
Yeah.
You know, twice a year I go to an anti-aging clinic, and they rub me up against Dick Clark.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Sure. Sure. You should try it. It's great. Yep.
Is there any sort of workout that you do on a regular basis?
I actually leapfrog.
Leapfrog? Yeah.
I learned that just past the time when my tail fell off.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to work on those upper arms.
Well, you know, I actually have been doing that. I'm built up a lot more than I used to be.
Yeah.
I had to, you know, this new film we did, I had to really get in good shape. Yep.
Yeah. We'll get to the film in a second here. Okay. I see you trying to. Don't try to sneak the film just yet.
Would I do that, Jay? Would I do that?
No, I know about promotion. We'll get to that.
Oh, all right.
Now, do you like to travel? Do you travel around a lot?
Well, I'm okay with travel. The problem is, I usually get traveling in a box. It's kind of tough. You don't get to watch the in-flight movie and stuff.
Right.
You
know, yeah.
From cargo. Yeah.
What cities do you like the best in Europe? France.
Well, I'm fine with London because it's kind of cold and damp.
Right. Well, that would work. Sure.
France is a problem. I have to avoid the restaurants here.
Yeah.
I want to keep these babies on me.
Yeah. Let me ask you about dating. I know for a number of years the tabloids and whatnot would have the Miss Piggy thing. Is that still growing? I mean, is that still a relationship?
I had a feeling you'd be bringing that up, Jay. The truth of the matter is, my doctor just told me that it's wise to avoid dating red meat.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been doing that. No, Piggy and I have a very great relationship. We work very well together, but she's been going through a tough time ever since Babe got nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's
been tough on her.
Did you see Babe? What did you think of it?
I had this strange attraction.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. But I like Babe very much.
Well, you brought up the movie. Well, let me ask you about this movie. Now, from what I've seen, I haven't seen the film, but it looks different. It looks like an action-adventure thing.
That it is. You know, this is the first big action movie the Muppets have ever done.
But isn't it a pirate? I know pirate movies have not fared well
Is she, aren't you a pirate in this one?
Well, no, I'm actually the captain. I'm the good guy. I'm the captain of the ship. It's Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh,
and it's the classic story with a few pigs and chickens at it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tim Curry actually plays Long John Silver very well, I might add.
No, he's good. He's good.
And yeah. He's very good.
How about the stunting? Now, as you said, not getting any younger. Do you do your own stunts, or is there a...
Well, I sort of have to do my own stunts. It's very hard to find a short, green, googly-eyed stuntman.
Yeah.
My skin's a little dry.
What is it?
My skin's a little dry.
Do you want any... Yeah. I have water here. I don't know if that...
Oh, well, later.
Yeah, later. Okay. Let me ask you about something else. And again, I know your audience is primarily a family audience. I think mm-hmm. that's fair to say.
That's true.
I've heard, again, there is a lot of nudity in the film, or you have some nude scenes in the film.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, Jay, that this is one of the only films where I ever wear a costume. Actually, I'm appearing totally nude right now.
Oh, really? So this is... Really? So...
Only butt naked. Yep.
And you're comfortable with that?
Very much so. You know, I think humans should probably start getting more comfortable with that themselves.
Really?
Sure. Well,
that's
you know, the lady on the front of the Rolling Stone?
Right, right.
Sure, I'm going to see her later.
Yeah, she looks very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Now we have a clip from the film. What is this clip we're going to see? Is this you doing a stunt?
This is sort of my big stunt scene where that leapfrog thing comes in handy. I'm sword fighting with Tim Curry.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay.
Here we go, folks. From Muppet Treasure Island.
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size, huh?
Not bad for an amphibian.
Well, the movie is Muppet Treasure Island. Can you stick around? You don't have to run. You know, somebody...
I don't have to run. I'd love to stick around.
Okay, can you can move down the couch with us?
Well, we'll work on it.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, stars of your caliber do that whole I gotta go thing.
Oh, no, I gotta stay.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah. Oh, you gotta stay. Okay, we'll be right back with Evan Davis right after this.
You know, it's funny. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second, I did take my kids to see the movie yesterday, and you were kind enough a couple of months ago to say you were shooting here at Warner Brothers right across the way, and you were very nice. You said, bring your kids by to see a scene. So we just came by. We watched you shoot one scene, and when that scene came up in the movie, both my kids were like, ah!
Yeah.
We saw that happen!
It really is amazing. I mean, you got to see how a kid reacts to meeting the Muppets. The puppeteer disappears instantly. And
yes.
It becomes like you're interacting with a real creature. It's the coolest thing of all time.
I have had experiences with the Muppets, which sounds weird, but...
Yes. So have I.
That was a crazy night. But I've done the same thing, where I'm an adult, and I'm talking to the puppet, and the Muppet, and the person working the puppet is down here, but I'm making eye contact with the ping pong balls.
Yeah. I do the same thing, but I also get, like, kind of freaked out when the puppeteer won't stop using the puppet, even in between takes. When I did Sarah Marshall, there was a lady who was, like, to put it mildly, like, very eccentric. And in between takes, I would walk up and be like, thank you so much for doing the movie. And she'd be like, well, thank you for writing it, sweetheart. And, like, it's kind of cool at first, but then a little part of me is like, I'm an adult, lady. You can talk to me like
it's really weird for her boyfriend, I bet.
Yeah, totally.
I want to congratulate you. Also, you just, this must be a high honor, you hosted a screening of The Muppets at the White House. Was that this weekend?
Yeah, it was just this week. It was the craziest experience ever. And, like, the best laid plans, you can think of what you want to say, but it all goes out the window. And
you had cool thoughts of what you'd say to President Obama.
Yeah, I was going to really impress him. And he walked in and he said, hey, I love you, man. Because he had seen the movie.
Yeah.
I love you, man. And then I responded with, I love you too, Mr. President.
Zing!
I really got him with that one.
You got him pretty good. Now, were you, if I was in a room with the president watching a movie that I'm in and that I made, I would be staring at the president the whole time to gauge his reactions. Were you doing that?
I've seen the movie like 100 times, and I was very tired, and I fell fast asleep. Literally out. Yeah. until I got nudged to wake up and say, thank you for having us.
By the president.
Yes, exactly. No. Yeah, it was an intense experience, and he's like the most charismatic man of all time.
Yeah.
It really was an honor, and we showed it to a bunch of veterans and their families, so it was a special day for all of us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You've loved puppets. Since you were a kid, puppets have been a fascination of yours. And so you have a collection of puppets.
I do.
We've talked about this before. Have you added to the collection? Now that you've made this very successful Muppet movie, I'm thinking you probably added to it.
I was given a Jason Segel Muppet. In the movie, at one point, I look in the mirror, and you see my reflection. It's a Jason Segel Muppet. And I took it to New York because I hosted Saturday Night Live last week.
Yes, congratulations, and you did a great job.
It was a real honor, but I didn't know if I was going to use the puppet for whatever reason. And so it was in my bag. And at the airport, my bag got taken. Someone took the wrong bag. And so some poor guy...
Someone stole your Muppet?
It wasn't intentional, but all I can picture is he arrived home to unpack his stuff. And he opens it up, and there's just... a dead Jason Segel Muppet. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, this guy, I'm never seeing this puppet again. It was returned instantly. Like, he didn't want any part of this thing in his house.
I think we have a photo of you with this, with the Jason Segel Muppet. There you are. Oh, there you are. Oh.
That's when I got it back.
Why are you an alcoholic?
Yeah. Well, look at him. He's, like, the best. I literally, when I drive around, I strap him into the passenger seat and just see what people do as I drive by.
That's why you can use the Diamond Lane out here in L.A.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can drive as a carpool. Do you know, I would think that when you're dating, there might be some women who would find your fascination with Muppets a little strange, possibly.
I get a lot of first dates because I'm a very successful, famous actor.
Yes.
thank you. But I don't get like a ton of second dates.
Just because you bring them back to the place and there's just
and
puppets
it's just
everywhere.
Filled with puppets.
Yeah.
And that guy, the Gary puppet, the Jason Segel puppet, he's also remote controlled. So sometimes I leave the room and then I make him talk to them.
It's getting dangerously close to Chucky territory.
Do you make it say, I used to be human too? Don't let him do to you what he's done to me.
Run, just run.
Just run. You have been doing not just a lot of press here in the States, but part of the business, you got to do a lot of foreign press. A ton of foreign press. And I'm curious, what's it like talking to people in foreign countries about the Muppets?
The Muppets are famous everywhere. Like, Kermit's the most famous dude of all time. But people have a very visceral reaction to meeting Kermit, even adults. We were in Mexico, and me and Kermit and this like, Mexican 45-year-old reporter are doing an interview. And I'm watching him, and I can see what's about to happen. Like, Kermit's talking, and his lip is starting to quiver, the reporter, and his eyes are starting to water. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's about to cry. And and then it happened. He burst into, like, uncontrollable tears, and he was just muttering in Spanish, like, ay, Dios mío, Dios mío. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my soulmate. And so I went up, and, like, I'm hugging the dude, and the dude's hugging Kermit, and the three of us are all just weeping and hugging.
Kermit's in the hug, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Did everyone throw, like, a stick around his arm?
Yeah, Dios mío, Dios mío. Oh, it's okay, buddy. And then I look around, and I realize everyone else in the room feels so awkward. The three of us loved it, but everyone else was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Do you find that when you go on those press junkets, my experience is sometimes they start asking the same question again and again and again, you know, and I imagine that's happened to you 10,000 times.
The one thing that I can't take anymore is these press days last from like 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. And in the morning, I'm good, and I love the Muppets more than anyone. But by the end of the day, they ask, like, who is the bigger diva on set, you or Miss Piggy? I'm like, again, I'm an adult, man. Like, it's not real. It's a puppet. But I understand. Like, they seem real to people. It's insane.
So how many times did you get asked that question?
I get asked it in every interview. Is Miss Piggy jealous of you and Kermit spending so much time together? I don't know, lady. That cross it off.
The one time Andy suggested a question.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It was more just a personal curiosity.
He's like, you gotta ask him. All right, so Kermit, I'm guessing your favorite of the Muppets. Do you have a second favorite?
Yeah, well, I've always related to Fozzie Bear. I think, like, as a comedian, that, like, totally... Yeah, hey, Fozzie Bear fans.
Fozzie!
He was such a diva on set, by the way.
I was certain it would be Miss Piggy. Yeah.
But he has this undaunted confidence that I think you have to have as a comedian. Even when the jokes are going terrible and he's being booed, he, like, takes it as a sign of encouragement. I always really responded to that.
It's funny, because you watch it, and it was reaffirmed in the movie. He has the worst material of anyone in the world, and he still goes out there.
Waka, waka, waka. Occasionally on my sitcom, How I Met Your Mother, I do the waka 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 face when it's a joke that, like, I'm not totally comfortable with.
Yeah.
I'll be like, that wasn't a great hamburger. And they're like, don't do the waka waka.
The writers don't like that.
No, they don't like it at all.
You know what, really? There's a lot of fun cameos in the movie. The one that totally took me by surprise, Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney, who has been in... This is fascinating to me. I think the first movie he appears in is as a child in, like, 1928 or 29. I mean, or early 30s. Someone will write in now, no, you're incorrect. and I know who.
Miss Piggy. That Miss Piggy.
That Miss Piggy will
She's
write in.
She's a stickler for details.
But Mickey, it's just fascinating to me to see him pop up in the movie. What was it like to work with Mickey Rooney?
The funniest thing is, like, Mickey Rooney is truly from a bygone era. And... When we rapped him, like, and that's a rap on Mickey Rooney, he stood up and he's like, keep the camera rolling. I would like to say what a great organization Disney is. And I'd like to thank them, not only for this film, but all the family fare that they've put out in the past and will continue to put out. And everyone's like, you don't have to do that anymore. that's not how it goes.
That is so great. That is so great. There was an era when that was what you had to do.
Oh, yeah, totally.
To the people at Texaco, I'd like to say. We have a clip here from the Muppet movie. I believe this is where you are singing to your Muppet. Is that correct?
To my Muppet reflection. I have a voice like an angel, and I think, yeah.
I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to.
Yes, exactly. And I also have a body made for dancing,
mm-hmm.
And as you can tell. And this only shows the singing, but if you see the movie, you'll see me cut a rug as well.
Take a look.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
A Muppet of a man.
You should check it out if you have not. The Muppets in theaters right now. Jason Segel, thank you so much.
Thank you so
congratulations.
Much.
We're going back to this expert, Sean
T. Siri, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Who is appearing on The Tonight Show tonight?
Miss Piggy, Mickey Rourke, Mute Math.
When does Moi's new movie open?
November 23rd.
This thing's never wrong. Who is the female star of the new Muppet movie?
Amy Adams.
What? This thing lies! Liar! Liar! How can I hit you?
It's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Wow, welcome back. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
It has, Jay. 12 years.
Well, what?
12 years? Jay, I have eaten bacon more often in 12 years than you've had me on your show.
Wow.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to. So, he just slipped it into a breakfast burrito.
Now I must say, when I look at those clips, some of those films are 25 years ago. You have not aged, but you look fantastic.
Well, thank you.
I mean, what is the secret? So many women in this town struggle with that. Yeah. What is your...
Well, the truth is I've never had any problems with wrinkles. Yeah. And you want to know why? It's because, you know that stuff they inject into your lips and your face to plump it all up?
The collagen.
Yeah. That stuff comes from my people.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't...
Yeah, some people donate blood.
Yeah.
My people, we donate dermal filler.
Yeah.
But I'd be lying if I sat here and told you that I haven't had one or two things done.
Okay, so you've had a few things. Can you tell us what those?
My outfit isn't too busty, is it?
No. I mean, you look. I wouldn't
want to get you in trouble with FCC.
No. You do look more enhanced than perhaps when I saw you.
Thank you.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Now I want to ask you about this. You did a fashion spread for InStyle magazine. Show some of the photos. Okay. Now what is that one there? Is that fleeing suspect? What is that? What is that outfit you're wearing?
I have no idea. No. I just wear them, Jay. I don't like them.
All right. What is this next one here? Now, look at that ring. Are you engaged to Chris Humphries? What is that?
No, but I will tell you something. That this issue came out, and I don't think it's any coincidence that Kim and Chris broke up right after.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This issue is dangerous. Ladies, keep your men far away.
Yeah.
They will just fall in love with me instantly.
Well, show the next one. This one here. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought that was... Is that you or is that Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars?
That is not a double. No.
I didn't know.
That is what?
Oh, that is you. Okay. All right. But Lady Gaga, she seems to push the fashion envelope a little bit. Mm-hmm. Does that offend you? Do you feel any jealousy?
No, of course not. No, I'm quite flattered, actually.
Yeah.
You know, she obviously takes her fashion cues from moi.
Right.
Yes.
Well, show this one. Okay, now.
See what I mean?
Yeah. I assume that is faux frog, because it's not politically correct to wear real frog. That's faux frog.
No. Yeah. And I tell you, when I wear frog, it's the real deal. You can bet your sweet disco stick.
Yeah. Remember your first date, the first time you and Kermit went out?
We're still on it.
Really?
Yes, that is everlasting love. Please.
Well, I mean, how do you keep the romance going? How do you keep it alive?
Well, I've got one of those little chips that they implant underneath your skin, on him, and so I know where he is at all times.
I see. Now, did you guys do anything for Halloween? Did you dress up?
This year, we went to the WWE.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
The wrestling.
You know that, the wrestling.
Sure.
Sure.
Do you enjoy that? You like wrestling?
Yeah, well, I think they wanted to have us be there to lend a little bit of authenticity
to
the proceedings.
Yeah.
Some people think it's fake.
Right. No, well, those...
It's not. And I tell you what, those guys, the size they are, they're not fake, that's for sure.
Right. You like big men, do you?
Oh, no. Big men like me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, tell us about being back on the big screen. It's been a long time.
It has.
Technology
been very
changes.
Long time. I've been depriving my fans.
Yeah.
And I am sorry.
Well, we are thrilled to have you back. I just want you to know.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have you. Now, tell us about this film. Tell us about the Smuppet movie.
Well, my movie, starring moi, is all about how I save the Muppets.
Okay. Oh, you saved the Muppets. Okay.
Yes, they're having trouble with their theater.
Okay.
And I come around to try and help them out.
And is that with this clip? What's happening in this clip?
All of the Muppets have reunited.
Right.
And there's one extra one who thinks they can replace me.
Really?
But they can't.
We'll find out. Let's take a look.
We'll see. Hold it right there, sausage snout.
Piggy?
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Come on, keep it up, Maurice.
Sorry, Miss Piggy, but you've been replaced. Permanently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sister?
Who you calling sister? Sister?
Oh, look, an omelet station.
Oh, where?
There's only one Miss Piggy, and she is moi.
There you go. The Muppets, November 23rd. Miss Piggy, thank you very much.
You've heard about this, Andy, and you've all heard about this bullying of redheaded kids. It's something that's being... It's not funny. Don't snicker about that. Like, those freaks.
Well, I'm against bullying, but that particular kind is fine.
Well, there's been some stories in the news about, you know, people bullying redheads.
Sure.
And it really hit home with me, okay, for obvious reasons. And so I called up the good people at Sesame Street, and I asked them if maybe to help this problem, to help stop it, maybe Elmo could make a public service announcement that would teach kids that redheads are people, too. Seemed like a good idea.
Yeah.
I called them up, and apparently I have more pull in this business than I thought.
Right.
Because Sesame Street made the public service announcement. I haven't seen it yet. Let's take a look.
Elmo knows some people think having red hair is different or strange. But Elmo is here to say that having red hair is really cool. Just look at all these cool people with red hair. Shaun White, the Olympic snowboarder.
Yay!
Cool. Rupert Grint, the mummy wizard.
Yay!
Yeah, really cool. And Conan O'Brien. I just realized that some redheads are really scary.
Inspirational, celebration.
Very early memory of hanging out with my mom. She was a comedy dork like me, and is a comedy dork like me. And she taped all the Muppet Show episodes and made sure I watched them. Showed me the Muppet movies. And then she showed me Harold and Maude when I was 10.
there's
a reason I'm weird.
I remember seeing Sarah Marshall. You had those puppets in that.
That's where it started.
Okay.
The Jim Henson Company designed those puppets.
Okay.
And then I found out that Disney now owned the Muppets. So I went to them, and I asked if I could write the new Muppet movie. And they laughed at me because I had just done full frontal nudity.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you have that full frontal nudity. And a lot of full frontal nudity.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
And I was thinking, I was thinking, and Disney is so straight-laced.
Yeah. Well, then I explained to them that I got that idea from Kermit. He's always doing full frontal.
Well, that's true. No.
I've never seen Kermit in
You know what I realized? Because it came from my wife.
Really?
We were watching you, and you come out fully naked, and she said, he looks like a giant two-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And you're like a giant two-year-old.
Yeah.
See, it's not like a naked Brad Pitt.
No.
It's more like a naked Muppet.
No,
But in a good way.
Yeah. What I've come to terms with, Jay, is that me naked has crossed the line somehow away from sexy to funny.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can deal with it.
Yeah, that's right. So I mean, with Disney, they go, "Oh, this is of course, it's the naked."
Yeah, movie. And I think they were worried a little that I was doing it with a sense of irony.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't take long. You can see the way I'm talking to you about it now to see that I'm a Muppets purist. I love them, and I just would want them back in our lives so badly.
But were they nervous when you handed them the script? Only because I know Disney is like, if anybody does even a joke about Mickey or uses them in any kind of, non-G-rated way.
Sure.
I mean, the lawyers, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, they come
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. Well, the Muppets, people forget because they've grown up in recent years with a more watered-down version of the Muppets, but they were subversive when they first started. The Muppet Show pilot was called Muppet Sex and Violence.
Oh, is that right?
That's the truth.
Okay.
And they were all over the first season of Saturday Night Live, and part of the fun of being a kid and watching the Muppets with your parents is that you felt like you were watching something a little naughty.
Yeah,
a little bit dangerous. It was this controlled chaos that could bubble over. And you see this movie and it feels like that, but you just walk out with such a smile on your face.
And the funny thing about the movie that made me laugh is a Muppet is your brother.
Yes.
But they don't really explain how that happened.
We just decided that people will go with it.
Yeah.
There's a great joke in the Great Muppet Caper where inexplicably Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear are playing identical twins.
Right.
Oh, okay. And they never explain that either.
Well, okay.
People keep confusing them for each other.
Yeah.
It's very Muppety.
And a great cast. Tell people who's in it.
Yeah, well, there's the lovely Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote the part for Amy Adams, and I didn't know if she would do the movie, so Kermit and I made a DVD begging her to do the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad she chose to do it, because it would have been, incriminating evidence. It's really, pandering and weird. Then we got Chris Cooper, Academy Award winner Chris Cooper.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cameos. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, I would like to say this. I'm going to give one thing away.
Yeah.
Chris Cooper raps in the movie.
He does.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper raps and dances. He's like a proper actor. And he kept telling me, I've been working on my hip-hop number.
Really?
Yeah. He cared.
Did you write it for the hip-hop number for him?
Yeah, I thought if Chris Cooper's going to do this movie, let's see if I can get him to rap.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Now, what is this clip? We're going to see what's happening here.
This clip is where my brother, Walter, who you guys are going to fall in love with, he's my new favorite thing on Earth, go to find Kermit, and we arrive at Kermit's house, and it seems abandoned, and we don't know how to get
in. And the Muppets are kind of not washed
up
at
this
point, but not doing well.
They've disbanded throughout the world because they're not necessarily famous anymore in the context of the story.
Let's take a look.
I don't see a doorbell. And the house looks empty.
Gary, throw me over.
What?
Gary, just throw me over already.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
One,
okay,
two,
three.
Yep.
That's good. Oh, good.
Sorry.
No, it's
Guys,
good.
I think that's an electric fence.
Mary, it's Kermit the Frog.
Okay, buddy, head down.
One,
two,
three.
It's an electric fence.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Walter? Walter, buddy? Walter, can you hear me?
Throw me again.
Jason, I know you gotta go, buddy. He's gotta go to work. Great job. Congratulations on the Muppet.
If you just join us, we're talking with Diane Carroll, Jim Henson and some of his friends, and Dan Rowan will join us, and Larry Beezer and Norman Fell a little bit later on. And here's my old friend Kermit.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello, Kermit.
Hello out there. Yeah, it's nice to be here. Right.
Are you going to be on the special tomorrow night, Kermit?
No.
You're not on the special?
No, you know, they gave me one lousy line. You know, no, I'm not going to work that show.
Well, do you think maybe you're getting a little too old or something like that? You're the oldest of the group, aren't you?
Yeah. I was one of the first guys.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A lot of thanks I get, you know?
What do you...
A lot of young guys get it. You know, these young, long-haired rock kids playing that lousy music.
What do you think of Dr. Tooth's music?
I hate it. It's terrible stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Don't care for it at all.
No,
huh?
Frogs don't dig stuff like that.
No rock, huh? Just
old-fashioned
music.
Yeah, right.
What kind of a part do you play in the special? They give you one line.
I got one lousy line.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's a nothing show, you know.
No. Yeah. How's your love life?
What? How's my love life?
How's your love life?
Listen, I work on Sesame Street. You don't ask a frog questions like that. You wouldn't ask Captain Kangaroo how's his sex life?
No, I wouldn't.
Can you imagine that?
You're absolutely right. That was wrong. That was wrong of me. I shouldn't have done that.
Sure.
Well, how's your health? Is that the same question? Is your health all right?
That's okay.
You're feeling well, then?
It's got a bad throat, you know.
What do you take for it?
I've got a person in my throat. That's a frog joke.
That's a frog joke, yes.
Yeah, real big with all the frogs out there.
I'll bet it is.
Yes.
My first guest. Hello, and welcome back. I got to tell you what's on. Kermit the Frog is on his way out. Jenna Elfman from Townies in a red dress, Kev. Red dress. And also in a red dress. No. Comedian Rich Jenny. Rich Jenny is here as well. Let's get right to it. My first guest stars on Muppets tonight. Please welcome Kermit the Frog. Jay.
Good to see you again. You comfortable?
I'm very comfortable, thank you. This is the only chair in the house I can sit in.
Oh, well, that's why we do it special for you.
Yes.
You seem, I went backstage to say hello, and maybe it's inappropriate. You seem a little miffed. Is something bothering you?
A little miffed? I'm a little steamed, a little miffed. It's probably not for the reason you think. I mean, if you choose to have Miss Piggy on the show and flirt with her outrageously... why should that bother me? I know if Kevin Eubanks wants to keep calling her and asking her out, why should that bother me? You know? I mean, but beyond that, Jay,
yeah.
there was a lot of discussion on that particular show, I believe, about a very private subject about frogs. Perhaps the sexual performance of frog, maybe?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the jokes we did?
Well, yeah, there was...
No, that was a news story. That was a news... Scientists in Minnesota... Do you remember this, Kevin, we were talking about? Yeah. Scientists in Minnesota said they've been studying frogs, and they notice, lately, that male frogs that they've studied seem to have shrunken sex organs. And I remember my joke was, maybe it's just really cold pond water. I think
that certainly does have an effect. I'm just not certain that's the kind of thing we should talk about on national television, Jay.
Well, is it?
It's kind of a touchy, it's a difficult subject,
right,
I should say.
But let's get back to the Miss Piggy thing. Now, what was all, Miss Piggy is, she was flirting with me, first of all. You know, I was not...
Yeah, well,
I don't
know. How about Ellen? How about if we just roll that clip? How about if we just roll that clip, Ellen?
The clip?
Huh? Yeah.
Excuse me, is that your knee?
No, that's not my knee.
Spirit.
Not me, yes. No.
Good Lord.
Okay, well,
I must admit that clearly was not your fault.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Piggy can be that way. She's
How
a bit of a...
How long have you two been going out?
Well, the truth is we hadn't been going out a lot lately. She's kind of off doing her own thing these days.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been dumped?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that, but yes.
Yeah.
She's off working on a new movie with Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called The Face Has Four Chins.
Really?
Or the mirror has four faces, or the chin has... Never mind.
Well, never mind. Could a frog even marry a pig? I don't even know how that works. Is there?
Well, the real question is, would a frog want to marry a pig?
Yeah.
But, you know, even in the 90s, you still get weird looks in restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So someday maybe all species will be able to intermingle without people staring.
Well, you know, it'd be nice. Yeah. Be nice.
Now, I understand you've done a book as well.
Oh, I've been working on a book. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of my memoirs, you know. And I believe you may have a copy of it back there.
Is this it here? It's called.
Yeah, it's about me starting out in Boston in the clubs.
Leading with my fins.
Yes, leading with my fins.
That's
yes.
The book right there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Is it? Was it like road stories and things?
Well, actually, in my case, it's more like toad stories.
Toad stories, really?
I'm sorry, Fozzie Bear wrote that joke. Yeah. No, it's, well, they're kind of sad, actually. You know, when you're a frog on the road, it can be pretty dangerous. The trucks are murder.
Really, really?
You can become a little green tortilla.
Yeah.
You know.
Like the Budweiser. Oh, you didn't stick your tongue out. Are they?
Ooh.
Those are the Budweiser. Oh, yeah. No, those are...
Yeah, I'm having those guys over for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. After the big meal, they just sit around and watch football all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough.
Now, what do you do for fun? I mean, what is your idea of a good time? I mean, you're in Hollywood and things happen. And what is your idea of a good time?
Well, you know, we were talking about some things I won't bring back up again a little earlier. But, you know, I do date. I get out.
You get out?
I'm kind of a frog about town.
Really? Really? Who do you... Who do you go out with? Who do you
well,
like?
What kind of... I don't want to be a name dropper. I was just in the paper with Laura Dern.
Laura Dern? She's very beautiful.
We spend some time together, you know. No more Jeff. It's all the frog now.
Really?
And sure. And you know, but I have to find a certain type of woman, you know, very, very special. Like, well, I've been out with Joan Embry. She has a particularly good way with animals.
Yeah, Joan is good, yeah.
And I also particularly like Sherry Lewis.
Sherry Lewis?
For some odd reason.
That hand up the back thing? Yeah.
All right, yeah, well, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Now, someone told me you ride, too. It's, well, you know, we went on that motorcycle ride this past week.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. I would have been there with you. I think you're doing a great thing there, Jay.
Now, but do you ride as well? Do you have a bike?
Well, you know, there's something about the idea when they told me that it involved hopping on a hog and going for a ride. sounded a little too close to home for me.
Yeah. Now, how are the Muppets doing? Everything going well over there?
Oh, going very well. We're shooting our second season of Muppets tonight. We'll be wrapping right around Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And we've had some great guests, Dennis Quaid and Andy McDowell, people like that. Sure.
Now, can you stay or do you have to go?
Well, I'd love to stay. In fact, I don't even have a big choice in the matter.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
When we come back, you'll meet this woman.
Okay.
She's got this incredible dress. Where do you see this dress?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Very beautiful dress.
Very
we'll be
red.
Right back. Kermit the Frog. Be right back with Jenna Elfman.
And now for the closing clips, a bunch of random songs.
Now here's a song for strolling. It's a strolling song. Everybody ready to stroll? Here we go. I am strolling down memory lane without a single thing to remember. I am strolling down memory lane without even a dying ember. Some folks remember their mothers and others their girlfriends behind, but I am strolling down memory lane without a ding-dong thing on my mind. Here we go. Everybody stroll. Thank you. I'm strolling down memory lane without a ding-dong thing on my mind.
You call on me, you cry gypsy, you sing your magic tune, you croon the words I've only heard beneath the gypsy moon. There is no secret to my song, a gypsy's life is pain. So when I need a song to sing, I simply feel again. I sniff the rose, I sniff the rose, which quickly goes, which quickly goes. I taste the rain, I taste the rain, it's gone again, it's gone again. I kiss a friend, I kiss a friend, who leaves me then, who leaves me then. I'm all alone, I'm all alone again. Oh, this is my kind of music. No, it's our kind of music. You look at me and think that gypsy is free to dance and sing, be anything she chooses. It's not that way, I've had to pay. The more you get, the more you seem to lose. I skip the road, I quickly go, I taste the rain, it's gone again. It's gone again.
Where it will be.
Wait and see.
We hear the tears that her mother is shedding are because of the old lady's glee.
When will it be?
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be?
When will it be?
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be? We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it may be. They say she started to buy all the bedding, but the husband's a deep mystery.
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be?
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be? We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding. No one knows who her husband will be. We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it will be.
Wait and see.
We wonder which way to go to the wedding, and between you and me, so does she.
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be?
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be?
We wonder which way to go to the wedding, between you and me,
so does she.
Henrietta's never gonna have a wedding, and everybody knows it.
So does she.
Educational?
Yes, it'll drive people to read books.